Well, welcome back to HealthLink On Air, produced each week by Upstate Medical University and University Hospital. This is your host, Tricia Torrey, every patient's advocate. Research, biomedical research, like cancer research, is our topic this morning. We have the perfect person in the studio to have that conversation with. Let me introduce you to Dr. Ziwei Wang, professor and chair of the Department of Pharmacology at Upstate, and now to the director of the newly created research center, the SUNY Upstate Cancer Research Institute. Good morning and welcome, Dr. Wang.
Thank you.
We're really happy to have you here, and I want to make sure that listeners understand you have come from San Diego, California to head up this research institute. Because sometimes people say, why would you come to Syracuse? Tell us why you came to Syracuse.
Well, I think, you know, that's an interesting question. You know, people often ask me, so why did you leave San Diego? So well, I think I came here for the people. And, you know, it's a fantastic, you know, colleagues, scientists, the leadership, you know, the healthcare professionals who are committed to deliver high-quality care to our this area. And also I see the lead in the local community for, you know, better cancer research and better cancer treatment.
Well, so I think what it points out is the fact that, and a lot of people don't realize how much great research goes on at SUNY Upstate, and how much of that is being supported here in our local community. And so once in a while, we talk about the fact that we work on a brain gain for this area, and you are a perfect example of someone who has come here because you have opportunities to use that great brain of yours to the betterment of society, not just Central New York.
Yeah, well, I hope so, you know. Yes, I think that's I hope that I will be one of the many examples coming, you know, in the coming year that will can attract, you know, great scientists, dedicated people to come here to work with us and, you know, fight against cancer.
Very good. Well, let's talk about the institute itself for a moment, and then we want to talk about some of the specific research you hope to be doing.
Okay.
Tell us, this is actually new for SUNY Upstate, the Cancer Research Institute, brand new, and you're the first director of it.
Yeah.
So tell us why that's being put together here.
Well, I think, you know, there's a great lead in our community for better cancer research and also cancer care, cancer treatment. If you look around New York State, you will find that, you know, we have many, you know, like a cutting edge cancer research center and cancer center in New York City, such as Sloan Kettering. If you look up north in Buffalo, we have the Roswell Park Cancer Institute. But in Central New York, upstate New York, we don't have any, you know, cancer research institute. Until now. So I think the university has recognized that lead in our local community and has been working hard to try to put that vision and implement it into reality. And I think I just came, you know, at the right time, in the right place, and so I'm happy that, you know, I'm hope that I will be the right person, the right person to do this.
So far, I think you're very much the right person. Yeah. Well, talk to us about how you build an institute, because it's not just you as the director. It's people and people with certain kinds of skills. What kinds of skills are those?
Yeah, well, I think you're absolutely right. I think, you know, this is cancer research is really a team effort. We need to involve a great number of people. Basic scientists, clinician, you know, university administrator, or, you know, community supporter, you know, the patient, the family, relative of people who care about cancer or cancer patient. Yeah, so I think the goal of the Cancer Research Institute is really to organize and synergize our effort for this common goal to find better medicine for cancer.
And, you know, it sounds to me like jobs.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And that sounds like economic development. Jobs brings more money to the community. It brings not just the cancer solutions, but it brings recognition, and it brings a higher profile, and it brings jobs.
Oh, absolutely.
So that's kind of on the side a big win for this area, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think, you know, this is a great way to maximize the potential, the benefit of the taxpayer money. So I think, you know, the university, you know, with this cutting-edge research supported by the government, you know, by the state, by people who live in this state, and what we are trying to do is to really to try to maximize the output of that investment.
Sure, absolutely.
Find better medicine and to create a new high-paid job and for people, you know, for the healthcare professional, and also bring in more funding and more investment resource into this area.
And those are investments that come from outside this area into this area. So it's not like we're just recycling the money we've already got here.
Absolutely.
So that's a good point to make.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some of the specific research you hope to be doing. Now, I know your background is in pharmacology.
Yes.
Speak to us a little bit about the kinds of research you want to take us, the direction you want to take us.
All right, sure. Well, I mean, first, I mean, since I'm the chair of the Department of Pharmacology, so let me first, you know, tell you a little bit about, you know, what is pharmacology.
Okay.
You know, I think in my understanding, you know, pharmacology is all about a science that study how medicine work. And in this particular case, I think, you know, it's really relevant to cancer research because we are trying to study how cancer medicine work.
Okay.
And to also try to develop and find new, better medicine for cancer. So I think, you know, so the pharmacology department, you know, we have a number of really exciting research program ongoing in my department, such as people are studying some of the protein that are involved in the survival and death of cancer cells.
Uh-huh.
How the cancer cell are spread around, you know, our body,
mm-hmm.
and also how to control how the cancer cell grow and develop. So these are the you know, just some of the example that ongoing in my department.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, I should point out that there are a great number of faculty, colleagues, and their laboratories throughout the university that do really exciting and cutting edge research in cancer.
Now, if I understand correctly, then what you're talking about is research that will take a cancer that already exists and figure out how to attack it and destroy the cancer cells.
Yeah.
As opposed to preventing cancer to begin with, or perhaps what keeping somebody, is it something where you're hoping to keep them alive with that cancer for a long time or destroy the cancer altogether?
I think, you know, we're talking about both. You know, I think that the prospect of having better cancer research, you know, where this platform of this new cancer research institute is to really achieve the goal for better treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And better diagnostic,
mm-hmm.
and also better prevention.
I see. Okay. Yeah. All right. Do you have specific cancers you're working on, or is this cancer cells in general we're talking about?
Well, I think, you know, we are working on a different, you know, I think, type of cancer. But let me just give you one example.
Okay.
For example, you know, we have, you know, within the short time I have been here, I'm glad to tell you that we have recruited, you know, some of the, you know, I think, outstanding cancer researcher to this area.
Fabulous.
Yeah, including one of a new faculty associate professor, Dr. Jing An from San Diego, and she worked on lung cancer. And in fact, I should point out that, you know, her research was just recently selected for the award by the Longevity Foundation.
Ah, Longevity. We've heard of that group.
Yeah.
We've done some fundraising here locally for people with lung cancer.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And also, you know, I think they in partnership with the Connolly Endowment, which was started by, I think, the family of Mike Connolly.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, so this is a local endowment group. So we were very happy that, you know, they show their support, their commitment in helping us to find better cure for cancer.
Yeah, and for lung cancer specifically.
Absolutely.
That you're talking about.
Absolutely.
So there are specific cancers you're working on. Are there other examples like that?
Sure. A lot of example would be the breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know that, you know, the university, we have a outstanding breast cancer team.
Absolutely.
You know, I think then we study how breast cancer, how they develop. And specifically, we have some project that looking at the how the breast cancer, how the blood supply that can fuel the growth of breast cancer cell.
Uh-huh.
And out of that, then we also be able to develop, you know, more effective medicine that can lower the toxicity and increase the effect of the colon therapies.
Now, are you looking at, because your background is in pharmacology,
yeah.
are you looking only at medicine-related kinds of diagnoses and treatments, or will you be looking at other approaches as well?
I think we keep an open mind. I think we realize that the fight against cancer, you know, and first of all, is a team effort and also require transdisciplinary approach.
Transdisciplinary. Not easy to say, but it certainly means something. You're going across the board, aren't you?
That's right. That's right. So that means we have to bring together, you know, other department, other approach, and other thinking to so anything that we can try to bring together, I think that would be that would increase our likelihood to find a better way to fight with cancer.
And I imagine too, you cooperate and collaborate with other research institutes across the country, maybe across the world.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's that's one of the reason of the Cancer Research Institute, is to not only to recruit a number of outstanding cancer research to this area, but we also can reach out, through our research, through our publication, through our discovery of the better treatment or care, then we can also interact and benefit the outside world.
That's just great. Well, Dr. Ziwei Wang, thank you so much for coming by this morning. We're excited about this new SUNY Upstate Research Cancer Research Institute. Want to get that whole name correct. We appreciate your coming by, and when you have news to share, will you come by again?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you so much. And listeners, we do need to take a break. We'll be back in just a few moments. Please stay with us. This is Upstate University Hospital's HealthLink on Air on 570 WSYR.